Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. Got the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Tournament here in Sioux City as Hastings gets set to take on second-ranked Davenport of Michigan here tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach into the quarterfinals for the first time since 2009. But I got a funny feeling this team has got a lot of unfinished business to take care of.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that when you get here, you know, what you did throughout the season doesn't really matter. You know, we played well enough to win last night in a kind of an ugly defensive battle. We knew that that's what it was going to be, and our kids battled hard and made some plays. And, you know, that's really what it's about when you get here, is just having kids step up and make plays. You can prepare all you want, but, you know, when it comes down to it, you gotta perform, when things matter. And, you know, we had several kids step up last night.
Just a gutsy performance, went in overtime and beat Indiana Wesley and outscored them in the overtime session. What was the difference in the OT?
Well, I think, you know, we had several seniors step up and just make huge plays. You know, Laurel hit a huge shot from mid-range, and then, you know, Frankie had a huge steal and layup. That was probably the momentum changer. That was a huge steal for us and gave us a little bit of breathing room. And then, you know, kids just started taking shots that they knew they could make and stopped thinking about, you know, just playing not to lose, but let's go ahead and just win this thing. And you could see it in their body language. That's just a great team effort. We had a lot of kids step up. Autumn Zenon was huge for us. And, you know, that's kind of been our theme all season long. Different day, different kid. And last night we for sure had a couple of different kids step up when Jamie was in foul trouble. That says a lot when you lose one of your leading scorers to foul trouble early in the game, and she never really got into any kind of flow. And we had several other kids step up.
Jamie's had kind of a tough tournament so far. We're kind of waiting for her to unleash one, and tonight could be the night.
You know, it's one of those things where she gets a lot of attention. You know, obviously everybody coming into the tournament knows she's a good player. They're preparing well for her. Last night, unfortunately, she got into foul trouble. The day before that, she just, you know, didn't really get into a rhythm. But she brings so much to our team. You know, a lot of things that maybe don't show up on the box score, you know, especially in that first game. Team spent a lot of time preparing for her and a lot of time in the game worrying about where she's at and what she's doing. So sometimes if she's not getting the shot, she's at least drawing a lot of attention. She's a great player and she's a great kid and you know, maybe tonight's going to be her night because she's definitely not even really played as well as she can here. When you win the games that we've won and without her being a huge factor scoring wise, that gives you a little bit of confidence coming into this game versus Davenport.
Is she kind of a little bit frustrated as she gets ready for this one?
No, you know, she's a good kid, and like I said, she understands. She's thankful we've had other kids step up. You know, she's happy that Autumn had a great day yesterday, and that's why our team's good, is because no one really cares who gets it done as long as somebody gets it done. And it's one of those things where Jamie's, she forgets, you know, she quickly forgets bad games and maybe games where she didn't shoot the ball particularly well. She's a scorer and she has a scoring mentality and she's going to take the next open shot.
What about the quick turnaround now? We play here at 6 o'clock against a very good basketball team in Davenport.
Oh, you know, I mean, right now it just comes down to toughness. Everybody's tired. Everybody's weary. It's one of those things where you just have to find, you know, something in you, whether that's legs or just a will, to win games at this point. So we are deep enough that I think, we can make it work and you just play through it. And again, it's that mental and physical toughness we've been talking about that's necessary to be able to make a run at this thing.
Okay. We'll come back and talk about Davenport as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Team playing in the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Tournament tonight in Sioux City. Got a tough draw here tonight. Davenport, a team that is ranked number 2 in the nation. They've won 27 games in a row, coach, including 2 here in the National Tournament pretty easily in this thing. What makes this team so tough?
Well, they've got a lot of different guys that can score in different ways. You know, they have some depth. They have size. They haven't played against a 6'4 kid yet, so I think the matchup between Laurel and their 6'4 kid will be an interesting matchup. So they have size, they have some speed and athleticism, and they also have some kids that can shoot it. So they're very well balanced. They have some depth, and they've been able here to really put up a bunch of points. We're gonna have to guard. We're going to have to guard and rebound, which is something that you've heard come out of my mouth a million times this year. They've been able to make some big runs, and people haven't been able to kind of slow them down enough to where they can recover from it. So we're going to have to be able to withstand those runs a little bit, weather the storm, and then make some of our own.
You mentioned that the 6'4 kid inside. They've got a couple of 6-foot-plus girls out there. Their main player is 5'11", and Tisha Stokes. Talk about her. She's gonna be a tough one to handle inside.
Well, she's strong and she's thick and she's a good athlete and she can play from the perimeter where she drives it and obviously she finishes it well in the post. She really crashes the boards. She's just an all around really good player. She's shooting, 67 or 68% from the field, mainly because she shoots layups, she's got a lot of teammates who can create for her, but she also gets to the boards and can get to the rim. We'll have to play her tendencies really well tonight and keep her off the boards. But she's a really good player, and she can score the ball, especially if you let her do the things she's really good at.
Size is important for us tonight. They don't have just one or two positions that they're going to be oversized in there. We're going to be giving up almost at every position, it looks like, out there.
Yeah, size is an important thing, but I think the main thing is the size in the paint for sure. They've got some guards on the perimeter that are bigger, but there's a couple of them that are pretty catch and shoot kids. They're not necessarily going to try to get to the rim. Their point guard is really quick and she's tough to keep in front if you don't play her tendencies and take away the things that she's really good at. So they're going to probably score some points, but we're going to have to, limit the opportunities to one shot and offensively we're going to have to take care of the ball. They like to pressure a little bit in the backcourt and try to slow you down a little bit. They fly around and try to make some plays on passes. They've got a couple kids that are way up on the national list in steals. So it's one of those things where we have to play our pace and weather the storms. And like I said, when you get in games like this, there's going to be runs and you've got to just make sure that, those runs don't, build up and create a gap that's too big. You gotta kind of stay with them and this is definitely going to be a challenge defensively. We're going to have to play really well and show a lot of toughness.
What are a couple of things we absolutely have to get done today?
Well, we got it. We're going to have to guard. We're going to have to they've scored 100 points in one of the games already this week at the tournament. So we're going to have to guard. We're going to have to slow them down. We definitely can't trade buckets with them here. So we're going to have to slow them down and then we're going to have to be able to hit some shots. You know, they try to limit the opportunities in the paint. They've got a 6'4" kid waiting for you in the lane, just like we do, defensively. So, we're going to have to look for other opportunities you know, it comes down to just making basketball plays.
Really got to keep Laurel out of foul trouble here tonight. Maybe a number one key there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to keep Laurel out of foul trouble and just probably stay out of foul trouble, just generally speaking. That's kind of been an issue for us a little bit here. One or two kids getting into foul trouble. Sierra's had a little bit of foul trouble. So we definitely need to be able to contest shots without fouling.
Okay, go ahead.
Great, thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and second-ranked Davenport in Michigan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hostetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Last year, $1 billion got left behind by people who did their own taxes. $1 billion with a B. 90s, America. $1 billion disaster. 1 billion reasons that your taxes aren't done until they're done with H&R Block. Get your billion back, America.
At H&R Block, we strive to get you every penny you deserve. In a study of self-prepared tax returns, Block tax pros found more money for about 1 in 5 people. Each tax situation is different, and not everyone receives a refund.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the quarterfinals of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament tonight as number 2 ranked Davenport of Michigan takes on the Hastings College Broncos, ranked number 7 in the latest poll. Davenport 32-1 on the season. They have won 27 games in a row, including 2 games here in the national tournament over Ava Marie out of Florida, 94-40, and they beat Purdue Calumet out of Indiana, 110-77. Hastings are 28-5 on the year. They have victories over Union College, 79-64, and last night winning in overtime over last year's defending NAIA national champion Indiana Wesleyan, 73-63. Davenport, a team that averages 83.9 points per ball game on offense. They give up 58.4 on the defensive end. Hastings averaging 77.1 points per ball game. They give up 67.4 points per game on defense. Size is going to be a definite factor in the ball game here tonight. Davenport is going to be a tall basketball team, and Hastings will have to work hard in the boards. They did a great job rebounding last night against Indiana Wesleyan as they shut down the Cats last night, rebounding 47-32, a rebounding edge, including 16-3 on the offensive end. They'll have to do more of the same of that in this ball game here tonight. So it's going to be Hastings chipping things off. Zwiener is into the center circle. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right as we are getting underway here. Allie Bauman is into the center circle here for Davenport, and Hastings College controls the opening tip. Davenport will put a lot of pressure on you defensively as well. As Abby Jackson goes over in the wing on the right side as the ball game is underway. Here's Cammie Breckman over to Frankie Peterson, who has had a good tournament so far. Frankie comes out to Jackson. Now over here on the right side, that's Breckman with the ball to Jackson. Back to Breckman on the wing of the right side. Entry pass down low. They get it to Peterson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bauman. Allie Bauman has got the ball now for Davenport. Here come the Panthers dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the silver and the red here tonight at the Tyson Event Center. Circling down the lane is going to be Bauman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener flips it away down to Abby Jackson as she dribbles to the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Hastings on their second possession of the ball game. We're still scoreless, about 45 seconds into the ball game. Here's Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Comes out now to Van Kirk at the top of the key over on the left side. That's Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson, bounce pass. It's going to be deflected. It's deflected and brought down here by Davenport down the right sideline. That's Kia Frazier with the ball. Frazier brings the ball in the offensive zone, pounds it inside here. Driving layup is up there, no good. Zwiener with a rebound. Allen pass goes over to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk takes it into the lane. Goes down in the corner now to Peterson on the right side. Now out to Cammy Bruckman as he dribbles the ball into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taisha Stokes. Stokes gets it away down for Davenport. As they come back the other way, here's Brittany Johnson with the ball. Johnson drives it, spins right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. Personal foul here will go on Cammy Bruckman of Hastings. First foul on Bruckman, first team foul on the Broncos, and that's going to send Brittany Johnson to the free throw line for Davenport. She had 56% of her free throws during the regular season. Johnson was 35 out of 62 from the free throw line. She is 3 out of 6 here so far in the national tournament. So we're trying to put Davenport out on top, and her shot is up there. It's good. So Brittany Johnson hits a free throw. Davenport during the tournament so far hitting only 33 out of 62 from the free throw line for 53%. They shot 60% during the regular season. Johnson will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. So Davenport has got a 1-0 lead over Hastings. Here come the Broncos. Back the other direction. It's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes over to Van Kirk. On the right side, Van Kirk holds the ball behind the screen, takes it to the free throw line, stops there, comes over to Zwiener on the right baseline. Laurel Zwiener dribbling with the ball, brings it up on the elbow on the right side, over to Jackson, drives the ball toward the goal, and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound is brought down here by Davenport. That's a Deenan with the ball. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Frankie Peterson. A turnover on Davenport, driving to the hole is going to be Bruckman. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bauman. Allie Bauman has got the ball now for the Davenport Panthers, coming back the other way. Down on the right sideline is going to be Brittany Johnson. Brittany Johnson comes over here. That's going to be Akia Frazier with the ball, picked up there by Jackson. Comes across the top, a long-range three put up there. It's no good by Linnea Branholm. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener, who dribbles the ball back the other way for Hastings. It's a 1-0 ball game. We have played 2.5 minutes here in this one. In the quarterfinals of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament tonight, there's Van Kirk. They get the ball inside to Zwiener. Spins around, puts up a shot. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson, and she loses the ball out of bounds. It was tapped out of her hands by Kelly Dinan for the Davenport University Panthers. Now, here's kind of like a hockey line change. They've got to five players in, five players out for Davenport. They got some tremendous depth as they play here against Hastings here tonight. Here's Van Kirk with the ball, takes it into the lane. Her driving layup is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Her shot is no good. Broncos can now buy a bucket here. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game. The Broncos have been shut out. 1-0 is the score. Davenport has got the lead. Here's Shania Johnson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos will play things in down here. They're trailing by a score of 1-0. Hastings so far cannot get anything going offensively here in this one, as they have been shut out here in the ball game. So it'll be Hastings playing things in here in backcourt. Bring the ball up is going to be Jackson as she comes over here to Van Kirk. Cross-court pass goes over to Bruckman. Bruckman brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Jackson. Bounce pass inside is intercepted. Intercepted here by Davenport. Back with the ball is going to be Taisha Stokes. As she brings it across the 10-second line, drives the ball toward the goal, loses control of it. It's picked up here by Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it now for Hastings. Still a 1-0 ball game. Davenport has got the lead. Hastings has got the ball in their offensive zone. Van Kirk down to Peterson. Here's a pass inside to Sierra Williams. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scores there for Hastings on the pass from Frankie Peterson at the top of the key. Hastings now has the lead. It took him to the 16:25 mark to get on the scoreboard here. 2-1 is the score as Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line. Williamson is a 65% foul shooter during the regular season. She has not shot a free throw here in the national tournament. Her shot is up there, and it's around the rim and down. So Hastings College has got the lead 3-1 at the 16:25 mark of this first half here at the Tyson Event Center. It's Davenport with the ball here in their offensive zone. This is Alex Law. Comes out between the circles now to Kaylee Van Kuen. Now they work it back inside, driving. His shot is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Again, they're expected to play between 10 and 12 players here tonight. Can keep us on our toes. Gabby Bruckman picks up her second personal foul. So Bruckman will have to come to the bench now, and Autumn Zenon's going to come into the ball game now for Hastings College. Zenon kind of saved the day last night in the overtime session. Came up with some free throws, some steals, and Hastings was able to beat Indiana Wesleyan by 10 in overtime, 73-63. They get it inside down to Stokes. He wheels in the lane, puts Williamson in the air. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets it away down to Autumn Zenin, running back the other way for the Broncos. Zenin to the free throw line. Throws it over to Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game. Inside to Williamson. Her pass is deflected and is brought down by Davenport. Coming back the other way, here's Shania Johnson. Drives, shoots, and scores. Shania Johnson scores there for Davenport. And the Panthers have tied the score now at 3 points apiece. They got 15:41 to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Chanel Farmer goes to Alex Edwards. Her lob pass inside is going to be deflected. We got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called inside. It's going to go on Davenport. So we're going to have a foul on Davenport here. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The foul is going to go on. We'll double check this. It's going to go on Van Kuen. That's going to be her first foul. Hastings will play things in. Here's Van Kirk at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Allie Bauman. Bauman cleans the glass. She's averaging about 9 rebounds per game here for Davenport. On the wing is going to be Alex Law. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. There's a Christina Cousins with the ball now. Out on top to a Van Kuen. Lobs the ball down low, grabbing it as Bauman. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson. Boy, Hastings cannot get into foul trouble here tonight. They want to stay with Davenport. Davenport with a much stronger bench, especially Sierra Williamson and Laurel Zwiener, cannot get into foul trouble here tonight. Bauman in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Bauman has had games of 12 and 19 so far as points are concerned here in the national tournament. She's averaging 11.6 in the season. Next shot is up there is good. Rattles around and goes down through the hole. And Davenport has now got the lead over Hastings by the score of 5-3. The matchup between the second-ranked Davenport Panthers, who have won 27 games in a row, and Hastings College ranked number 7 entering the national tournament. Right now, Davenport has a 2-point lead, 5-3. Here's Hastings with the ball. Autumn Zenin having problems with it. Finally chases it down, goes over to Farmer, drives it down to the baseline. Hastings with the ball in their offensive zone. Williamson out here on the wing, left wide open. She won't take the shot. Williamson takes it inside the free throw circle. Back out to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Bauman grabs the rebound. Davenport right now controlling the rebounding war here in this one. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline to a Brittany Johnson. She'll bring things up for the Panthers. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. They reverse the ball and get it to Branholm over here. Branholm now to Dinan over here on the left wing. Lobs it inside to Allie Bauman. She puts up a shot. It's going to be good. Allie Bauman scoring there for Davenport. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 7-3 now. Davenport has got the lead over Hastings College. Here's Autumn Zenin with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top as a Van Kirk holds it now. Van Kirk, high right side, dribbles once, goes over to Zenin on the wing, takes a three-pointer. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bauman for Davenport. Gets the ball ahead. Here come the Panthers now. That's Dinan, and she'd be fouling the plate. Nope, traveling violation. Giving chase there was Alex Edwards, and Dinan is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 3 on Davenport here in the ball game. Hastings is only 1 out of their first 10 from the field tonight, including 0 for 1 from 3-point territory. This is a terrible night for the Broncos shooting the ball so far. 1 out of 10 in this contest. Hastings has fallen behind 7-3 here in the third round of the NAIA National Tournament. Here's Zenin with the ball down in the corner to Peterson. Back out on the wings. A traveling violation. Laurel Zwiener had on the wing, was going to drive it to the goal, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 4 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 13:52 to play in the first half. Hastings has 3 points on the board. 7-3. Davenport out on top here. In the Elite 8 of the national tournament here tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Branholm has got the ball as they move it down in the corner. Here's a foul is going to be called as they get it down to Brittany Johnson, who is driving the baseline. Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Davenport will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Randy Johnson goes inside to Dina. Near shot is up there. It's good. Kelly Dinan scores there for Davenport. And the Panthers are out on top now by a score of 9-3 over Hastings College. They have scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. 13.5 minutes to play. Here's Farmer from the deep left corner. Her shot is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Farmer grabs it on the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped down. It's picked up by Kia Frazier. Frazier has got the ball now for Davenport. 9-3. The Broncos are down early in this ballgame. Frazier drives it. There's a pass down the short left baseline. Back out to Johnson. Steps inside. Lobs it down low. Bauman grabs the ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Peterson. Peterson down to Autumn Zeman. Her shot from the free throw line is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is popped out here, and it's picked up by Brittany Johnson. She has it tipped away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Davenport, so the Panthers will play things in. Hastings is 1 out of 12 now from the field for under 9% here in the first half. Davenport 2 out of 7 so far for 28%. Nobody's in a three-pointer yet. Davenport is 0 out of 2. Hastings 0 out of 3. 9-3 the score. Hastings down by 6 points early in this basketball game. We got 12:45 to play here in the first half. Driving down the lane is going to be Johnson. She dumps it down low. The ball is going to be deflected away from Bauman. And the ball is brought down here by Hastings College. That's Farmer with the ball. Farmer down to Jackson. Here's Van Kirk. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Trying to make a shot for herself. Now drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Jamie Van Kirk finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the hole and scores. And she is fouling the play. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Allie Bauman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, a second team foul on Davenport. So Jamie Van Kirk, who has held just 6 points in the ball game last night against Indiana Wesleyan, gets a big field goal there, and she ends the free throw. So a three-point play now for Jamie Van Kirk. That pulls Hastings within 3 points now. 9-6 the score. Davenport has got the lead over the Broncos. Coming back with the basketball now is going to be Kaylee Van Kuen as she comes into the forecourt now. She works out on top there against Holly Samuelson, who's into the ball game now for the Broncos. Dinan with the ball on the wing on the right side, picked up by Peterson, lobs it outside to Van Kuen again. Van Kuen at the free throw line, dribbles it, dumps it down low. The ball's going to be deflected. It is loose, and it's picked up by Hastings. Holly Samuelson picks it up. That's going to be a turnover on Davenport. That's their fifth turnover of the ball game so far. Hastings back with the ball with a chance to slice into this 9-6 lead that Davenport has established here. In the first half of play, Farmer with it on the left side of the floor. Goes over to Peterson, lobs the ball inside. It's going to be deflected and is brought out of there by Van Kuen for Davenport, bringing it back 2-on-2. Van Kuen has her pocket picked by Abby Jackson. Jackson has got the ball now for Hastings as the two teams trade turnovers. Jackson into the forecourt, down to Peterson. Drive, stops, and pops her shot good. Frankie Peterson scores a J from the short left baseline. Hastings back to within 1 point, 9-8 to score. Second-ranked Davenport and seventh-ranked Hastings College here tonight. Here's Frazier. Drives. Her shots will be blocked down. Blocked down by Zwiener. And then Laurel loses the ball out of bounds, but it's knocked out of her hands. And Hastings will play things in. So the Broncos have battled back. It's now a 11-8 ball game. Davenport has got the lead over Hastings College here tonight. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Again, here's one of those line changes again. Five players in, five players out for Davenport. Hastings has got the ball here in backcourt. Van Kirk is now a whistle for the double dribble violation. Trying to work it against the pressure. Davenport puts a lot of backcourt pressure on their opponents, and Van Kirk had a problem with the dribble there. Hastings turns it away for the sixth time here in the basketball game. Davenport will play things in. This is Christina Cousins from underneath her own basket. Cousins looking to get things in. She does here to Alex Law. Alex Law moves to her right on the dribble, sends it back down in the corner. To a Cousins. She brings it out here in a 3-point territory to Johnson. Drives the ball down the lane. Dishes off now to Stokes. Her shot is up there and in. Taisha Stokes scoring there. She's their leading scorer, averaging 14.8 points per ball game. She gets her first field goal here. And Davenport has now got the lead. Hastings comes back the other way, and they threw the ball out of bounds. Abby Jackson trying to take it inside to Williamson. They threw it over her head out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their seventh turnover of the ball game. 11-8 is the score. Davenport has got the lead. I think they've been having some problems with the scoreboard. There's a long-range jumper for three. It's up there and in. Alex Law throws up a tray here for Davenport, and now Gary wants to call a timeout. Davenport has built a 6-point lead over Hastings. We're down to 10 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Davenport 14, Hastings College 8.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. This is the Elite Eight of the NAIA National Tournament. Hastings trailing Davenport by a score of 14-8. And now the Broncos, they turn the ball over coming out of the timeout. Another turnover on Hastings. That's their eighth already here in this first half of play. Davenport has got the ball. Brittany Johnson out here in three-point territory. Johnson dribbling with the ball right on her face defensively. It's going to be Van Kirk. She comes over here to Cousins. Drives, shoots, her shot no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down here by Peterson. Frankie Peterson with the ball in backcourt. Gets away. Goes to the far sideline now to Jackson into the forecourt now. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. She dribbles with it on the left side. Stops and pops from 17. Shot rims off no good. Rebound comes down to Bauman for Davenport. Davenport has got the ball. They're holding the edge on the rebounding side of things so far. 11-10 over Hastings. Down the lane. Here's a shot up there in. Christina Cousins scores down the lane there for Davenport. She banks one home. And Davenport has doubled the score on Hastings. 16-8 now. Here's Frankie Peterson. Peterson comes over to Jackson. Jackson gets away, dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot by Williams, and that is up there no good. And the rebound comes down here to Cousins. Christina Cousins with the ball in backcourt as she works against Jackson. Gets the ball away now to Johnson. Left-handed dribble, and she brings it across the 10-second line. Johnson drives it, dishes. The Bauman shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in a play. Jackson hits her from behind and picks up the personal foul. That's the first one on Abby. That's going to be a shooting situation. It's going to be Allie Bauman going to the free throw line now for Davenport. She's already got 4 points in the ball game. It's 58% from the free throw line during the regular season. She is now 7 out of 14 for the tournament. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good as it rims off of there. Here comes Alex Edwards into the ball game now for Hastings. Chanel Farmer comes back in. Zenon comes back into the contest. Peterson, Jackson, and also, let's see, and Holly Samuelson will go to the bench now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Here's the next shot by Bauman. It's up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Williamson. Hastings is trailing in the ball game, 16-8. Here's Van Kirk. Drives, shoots, and scores. Jamie Van Kirk gets away and scores for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 16-10. Now Davenport has got a 6-point lead over the Broncos. Here's Brittany Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes across the top to Van Kuen, who's back into the ball game. Now to Bauman as she wheels in the lane, puts up a shot of Williamson and scores. Allie Bauman scores again. She's got 6 points in the ball game here. Bauman is a tough matchup, 6'4", and a senior out of Granville, Michigan. 18-10 is the score. Hastings with an 8-point deficit to make up here. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Comes across the top to Farmer, 4-3. Shot is up there, short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brittany Johnson. Johnson gets to the near sideline to Cousins, throws it to the far sideline now to Van Kuen. Gets it in the hands of Alex Law. Across the top down to Cousins, down in the corner. Johnson for three. Shot is off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. She loses the ball. It's still loose, and it's finally picked up by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk now with the ball for Hastings. We're down to 8:18 to play here in the first half, and now a 10-second violation on Hastings here in backcourt. Broncos having problems bringing the ball up. It was deflected a couple of times there, and a 10-second violation is called on Hastings here in backcourt. Now Kerry wants an explanation on the far sideline. The ball was tipped away a couple of times. Hastings didn't have possession of the ball. They just kept the 10-second clock running back here, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. So Gary is still pleading her case over there, but she's going to lose that one. It's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. That's number 9 in the ball game. It's going to be Davenport back with the basketball here. 18-10. They lob it inside to Stokes. Wheels in the lane. Throws it to the far sideline to Frazier. Back outside now. That's going to be Branholm with the ball. Back down to Stokes. Her shot is blocked. Rebounded by Stokes. Follow shot good, and she fouled. Taisha Stokes battling down there. Misses the first shot. Stokes gets the rebound and puts it down through the hole, and she can be fouled in the play here. Laurel Zwiener picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be the first one on her. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line is going to be Taisha Stokes. She is 6 out of 10 from the stripe during this tournament. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Alex Edwards with the ball. So it's now a 20-10 ball game. Davenport has built a 10-point lead early in this contest with 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk down in the corner. Alex Edwards dribbles with the ball. Poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Kia Frazier picks up the personal foul for Davenport. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four called on Davenport in this first half of play. 7:41 to go. Davenport has got the lead over Hastings, now 20-10. Here's Adam Zenon back into the ball game for the Broncos. Gets it to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling the ball, moves to her right. Out here in three-point territory, Van Kirk looking. Comes out here to Adam Zenin. Zenin trying to get away here at the top of the circle. Moves it back on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside. They kick it back out to Van Kirk from the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, Hastings ball. Broncos are 4 out of 20 from the field here in the first half of play for 20%. Davenport has knocked down 8 out of 18 shots for 44%. Hastings will play things in. Now we got a foul called. Broncos got it into Van Kirk, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. And it's going to go on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So it's going to be Davenport coming back with the ball and a 20-10 lead over Hastings here in the Elite Eight of the national tournament. Shayna Johnson has got the ball. Powers it inside to Bauman. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot off of the baseline. It's going to be no good over Zwiener. And the ball is brought down here by Edwards. Alex Edwards, her pass going to be deflected, taken down, shot good. Kia Frazier gets a deflection and puts it right down to the hole for Davenport. Hastings with another turnover, 22-10. Now Davenport chasing the Broncos all over the place here in backcourt. Here's Adam Zenin with the ball. Adam Zenin brings it into the forecourt. Now it's 22-10. Davenport has got the lead over Hastings and a terrible shooting night for the Broncos so far here in the Elite Eight of the national tournament. There's Zenin. Gets it inside. A shot by Zwiener is going to be blocked down. Zwiener picks it back up, shoots and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back within 10, 22-12 now. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Kia Frazier. Gets away, dribbles it down to Lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. Zwiener's got it. Zwiener gets it away to Chanel Farmer down the far sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Kicks it back out to Zenin. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Kelly Dinan for Davenport. 6-10 remaining here in the first half. Hastings trailing Davenport by a score of 22-12. There's Shayna Johnson with the ball. Almost has her pocket picked by Farmer, who goes for the steal. Johnson has got the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Dinan has got it. Now a foul is going to be called. Kia Frazier ended up on the seat of her pants over there right in front of the Bronco bench, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Alex Edwards again. So a couple of quick fouls here on Alex Edwards. Here comes that lineup change again for Davenport. They've got four people in this time, four people out. Standing at the free throw line is going to be Kia Frazier. She'll stay in there to shoot some free throws. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far. She is 5 out of 9 from the free throw line during the national tournament so far. As Frazier will line the bucket here. First shot is up there, and the shot rims off. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson has got it for Hastings to the near sideline. Abby Jackson down in the corner, right through the fingertips of Van Kirk, out of bounds. The 12th turnover on Hastings here in the first half. And the Broncos are still shooting only 20% from the field. They were 5 out of 24. You couple that, you've got the score right now, 22-12. Davenport of Michigan, ranked number 2 in the country, seeking their 28th straight win. They've got the lead over Hastings College here in this one. Van Kuen has got the ball. Bounce pass to the far sideline. That is Cousins. Drives the ball into the paint. And a foul is going to be called here on Farmer. So now Farmer picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Broncos picking up their 9th team foul here in the first half. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Christina Cousins for Davenport. Cousins has got 2 points so far in the basketball game. Her first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. You know, if one thing that Davenport doesn't do well, and that's shoot free throws so far. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the baseline again. Picked up by Alex Law. Law gets it away to a Brittany Johnson here in backcourt. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. Johnson inches the ball across the 10-second line. Now tries to penetrate. Johnson tries to hand it away, and a traveling violation actually ran into Kaylee Van Kuen over there, and a traveling violation is called on Davenport. That's going to be turnover number 7 on the Panthers. Hastings will play things in. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings trailing Davenport by a score of 22-12 here in the national tournament. Round number 3 here tonight. Winner moves on to play in the semifinals on Monday. Here's Van Kirk for 3. Her shot good. Jamie Van Kirk fires up a 3-ball from the right side. We'll see if that gets her jump started here tonight. Van Kirk has got 8 points in the ball game, 22-15. Hastings down by 7, driving the ball to the hole. A shot is up there and in. Kaylee Van Kuen takes it from the right corner to the goal, and she scores. That's her first field goal in the ball game, 24-15. Davenport has got the lead. Jackson comes over to Farmer. Bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stokes as she dribbles back the other way. Taisha Stokes has it tipped away. Stokes has got it again. Throws it to the far sideline. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Davenport playing things in from deep in the right corner. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings, Sierra Williamson. Williamson comes in. Zwiener checks out. Checking into the Davenport lineup is going to be Shayna Johnson as she continues to rotate in there. She's got the ball right now in three-point territory. Gets it to Van Kuen. Bounce pass goes inside to Stokes. Gets around Williamson, puts a move on, and Williamson gets a block, and she brings down the ball. Sierra Williamson, nice play inside defensively for the Broncos. Jackson now to Farmer. Down on the baseline, there's a shot up there, no good, and a foul is called. They got the ball down to Van Kirk, and she was hammered on the play. Took it to the free throw line down for Hastings. Personal foul is called on Davenport. That's going to go on Johnson. Shannon Johnson, she picks up her first foul. And that's going to be Van Kirk going to the free throw line for Hastings. One out of one so far tonight. Shot is up there. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 9 points in the ball game. Van Kirk scored 16 the other night in the Broncos' win over Union College. Had only 6 points last night in their win over Indiana Wesleyan. She's already got 9 points here. Make it 10 as she hits her second free throw. And the Broncos, as poorly as they have played here in the first half, are only trailing by 7 points right now at 24-17. As we get close to the four-minute mark, here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Cousins. Rebound comes down to Jackson of Hastings. Abby Jackson, right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Comes out here to Frankie Peterson, holds the ball. Frankie into the hands now of Van Kirk, looking to drive it. Splits a couple of defenders, can't put up a shot. Comes out here to Abby Jackson now. Abby inside the free throw circle, gives it away to Van Kirk. Wants a three, cannot take it. There's a pass to Sierra Williamson. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Jackson grabs the ball. And now it's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Van Kirk keeps it alive. They've got to Farmer over here on the right baseline. Hastings with 20 seconds still in the shot clock. Here's a Van Kirk dribbling to the free throw line. Stops and pops. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Shannon Johnson with a rebound for Davenport. The Panthers are out rebounding Hastings right now here in this basketball game. Here comes the Panthers into their offensive zone now. Van Kuen lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Bauman. Her shot is up there and in. Boy, she's just a tough cookie to handle inside there. She's got 8 points in the ball game now for Davenport. The Panthers back out to a 9-point lead, 26-17. 3 minutes to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. That's Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Jackson on the wing. Abby dribbles once. Now to Peterson, top of the key. Peterson gets it inside to Williamson, to Jackson. Far sideline, three-pointer right down through the hole. Abby Jackson from a different area code dials that baby up for a three-pointer. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Jackson. Hastings back to within six, 26-20. Here's the ball deflected. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. A turnover on Davenport. Van Kirk has got the ball for Hastings College. Right-handed dribble as she comes into the offensive zone. Van Kirk trying to make a play. Spins to the free throw line. Puts it up there. She banks one home. Jamie Van Kirk has now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within a 26-22 deficit here. They're down by 4 points with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. With the basketball, here's Van Kuen as he drives it in the lane. Her shot's up there and in. Kaylee Van Kuen scoring there for Davenport. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. Here's Farmer back the other way for Hastings. Farmer, her pass is deflected. It is loose. It's picked up here by Peterson. Now to Van Kirk. She drives it. Her shot from the right baseline. Good. Jamie Van Kirk is starting to warm up. Look out. She's got 14. 28-24 now. Hastings still down by 4 points here in the ball game, with a minute and 48 seconds to play. Here's a Davenport with the ball now, late in the first half. Dribbling with it over there is going to be Cousins. Cousins gets it out here in three-point territory. They get it out here to Shayna Johnson. Down to Alex Law. Her three-pointer from the left side is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Hustles back the other way for Hastings. Dribbles it inside the free throw. Liner shot is up there again. Right down through the hole. Jamie Van Kirk scores again. Hastings within two. Broncos were down by 10 points just a couple of minutes ago. And now Davenport wants to call a timeout. Jamie Van Kirk, 16 points so far here in the first half. She has single-handedly brought the Broncos back here in this one. And now that was a quick timeout. Davenport already to play things in here in backcourt. So we'll keep it right here. 1:17 to play. Davenport is out on top of Hastings by the score of 28-26. So as poorly as Hastings has played here in the first half, they're still within the striking distance. They could have got blown out of here the way we were playing early in this ballgame, but Hastings now 10 out of 32 from the field for 31%. They're within 2 points. There's a Dinan with a ball on the left side. They lob it back into Bauman. She'll work in the lane there. Moves to her right. Fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and Peterson grabs the ball. Frankie Peterson comes back now for Hastings. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. We're under a minute to play here. Zabby Jackson goes over to Frankie. Lobs it inside down to Laurel Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot good, and she's fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal to tie the score up for Hastings. And Zwiener will go to the free throw line now to try to give Hastings the lead with 44 seconds to play. So the personal foul whistled inside on Bauman. That's going to be your second personal foul for Davenport. Zwiener goes to the free throw line and trying to give Hastings the lead. We are tied up at 28 points apiece. There's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good. So we're tied up at 28 points apiece here. But under a minute to play. Here comes the Diner with the ball. Now for Davenport. She hustles into the forecourt. Outside now. That's going to be Branholm with the ball. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Frazier. Frazier looks at the three against Abby Jackson. Won't put up the shot. Kia Frazier dribbling with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it against Jackson. Throws it out here to Branholm again. She takes the ball to the free throw line. There's a pass deflected. It's picked up now on the far sideline by Frazier. Drives it to the goal, and we're going to have a foul call on the way in. With just 2 seconds left in the shot clock, a foul here is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson. That's going to be your second. That's going to be 10 team fouls plus on Hastings. So going to the free throw line will be Kia Frazier. She is 0 for 1 from the line so far tonight. 5 out of 10 for the tournament. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more, a two-shot foul here. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Abby Jackson. So Davenport has got a one-point lead over Hastings now, 29-28, as Frazier will have one more free throw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Frazier cans a couple of free throws. They've now got a two-point lead over Hastings at 30-28. Here comes another substitution in there now for Davenport. Coming in is going to be Kelsey Haislip, as she comes into the ball game now with just a few seconds left here in the first half of play. Here's Van Kirk again with the basketball. Jamie Van Kirk with it here in backcourt. They got a double team on her. Now there's a pass. Autumn Zenon, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Zenon with the ball on the far sideline. Zenon gets it down to a Van Kirk. She'll launch up three. Her shot's partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Zwiener. Now to Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's good, and it counts. Zwiener had the field goal blocked out of her hands and went right into the hands of Chanel Farmer, who puts it through the hole at the horn. And we are tied up at halftime here tonight in the NAIA Elite Eight. Hastings College and Davenport doing battle here tonight. It didn't look good early as the Broncos fell behind by 10 points, but Hastings has battled back, and we are tied at halftime. The score is Hastings 30 and Davenport 30. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the third round of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament in Sioux City, Iowa tonight. Hastings and second-ranked Davenport tied up at 30 points apiece. Boy, if you were with us early and thought the Broncos were going to get blown out, you were the only one. Hastings fell behind 20-10 within the first 13 minutes of the ball game, but then the Broncos coming back and outscoring Davenport the rest of the way, 20-10, mostly because of the hot shooting of Jamie Van Kirk, who has got 16 points here at halftime for Hastings College to lead all scorers. So Hastings right in the thick of things now after it looked pretty bleak early. The Broncos and second-ranked Davenport tied up at 30 points apiece here at halftime. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Broncos in the ball game so far, scoring wise, Jamie Van Kirk is leading the way. She has got 16 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. Van Kirk was quiet early, but boy, when she found the range, she found the range. Van Kirk is 6 out of 14 from the field so far, 1 out of 4 on three-pointers, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk leading everybody with 16 points here in the ball game. The other scorers for the Broncos, Laurel Zwiener, she has got 4 points in the ball game. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for her 4 points. Sierra Williamson, she's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the stripe for 3 points. Abby Jackson has nailed a 3-pointer so far in the ball game. She's got 3. Frankie Peterson with 2 points on a field goal. And Chanel Farmer got the last field goal right at the horn there in the first half. She's got 2 points in the basketball game here for Hastings College. The Broncos from the free throw line in the first half are hitting 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe. For the Davenport University Panthers here in the ball game, they are 5 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half for 45%. They're being led by Allie Bauman. She's got 8 points in the ball game. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers here for Davenport, they have had a ton of them. Taisha Stokes has got a couple of field goals. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 4. Kiara Frazier, she has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, 4 points. Kaylee Van Kuen, she has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Alex Law has got a 3-pointer for 3. Christina Cousins has got a field goal for 2 points. Shayna Johnson, she's got a field goal for 2. And Kelly Dinan, she has got a field goal and 2 points here for the Panthers out of Davenport. Checking the shooting numbers here in the ball game for Hastings College. The Broncos now hitting 12 out of 35 from the field in the first half for 34.2%. Davenport is connected on 12 out of 28 field goals for 42%. Hastings on three-pointers, 2 out of 9 in the first half for 22%. Davenport just 1 out of 5 for 20%. We mentioned the free throws. Hastings 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half for 80%. Davenport 5 out of 11 for 45%. The rebounds, Hastings actually has the lead over Davenport, 27 to 18 on the glass. Hastings with 7 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. Davenport's got 18 total rebounds. They've got 1 offensive board, and they've got 17 on the defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 13 times here in the first half. Davenport has got 8. Hastings with 3 block shots and 2 block shots for Davenport here in the ball game. Hastings has got 6 steals, and Davenport has got 7. So Hastings and Davenport, they are tied up at 30 points apiece here in the first half of play. Scores been tied 3 different times. They've had 2 lead changes. Hastings fell behind by 12 points at one point. Back at the 7-minute mark in the first half, the biggest lead for Hastings so far has been 2 points. Davenport and Hastings tied up at 30 points apiece. The winner moves on to the semifinals on Monday. And the winner of this ball game would go on to face Ozarks, College of the Ozarks, who beat Northwestern earlier today by a score of 90-69. On the other side, it was Southwestern today losing to number 1 ranked St. Francis, 76-61. And after this ball game, the other quarterfinal game will pit Morningside up against Cardinal Stretch. So Hastings and Cornerstone tied up at 30 points apiece here at halftime. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show on 1230 KHIS. Tyson Dvornik will join us next with Hastings College Spotlight, then we'll have the second half for you. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
for now.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more. Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. We are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Spring break has arrived on the Hastings College campus, and while some students go to Southern Climates for spring break, but Hastings College media students know where the action really is at, and that's sports streaming the NAIA National Division II Women's Basketball Tournament from Sioux City, Iowa. 2 years before I was a Hastings College freshman on campus, the Hastings College media students started going to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, to put the Hastings College tournament, Hastings College's run through the tournament, on the HCTV6. I myself got to be a part of the HC media team back in 2006 when the women won their third national championship. Now, 8 years later, their work is being recognized and their responsibilities are going even farther. This year, for the first time, Hastings College media students will produce the ESPN3 live video stream for the 2014 NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championship semifinal games on March 17th at 6 and 8 p.m. in Sioux City, Iowa. This marks the first time the Hastings College media students will produce under the Global Broadcasting Network. ESPN3 offers live multi-screen sports streams available through WatchESPN.com. Smartphone and tablet users can also access the stream through the Watch ESPN app. Since 2008, HC Media has contracted to record and stream the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championship via the NAIA Network, excluding the final championship game. Overall, Hastings College Media is responsible for the production of about 30 games over a six-day period. Along with the semifinals that Hastings College Media students will produce, HC Media also is producing live streams for the 28 games in the first and second and quarterfinal rounds of the championships. And if that's not enough, Hastings College Media students are also participating in an experimental learning lab through Journalism and Media Arts Department by developing and maintaining an interactive and informative website covering all aspects of the championship. This includes game recaps, social media updates, photography, and feature stories on players and coaches. And that website is mynaiatourney.org. That's mynaiatourney.org. Clicking and surfing the site, we see that there are already three feature stories up talking about playing through injuries, points records being broken, and family ties and how that affects the NAIA National Tournament. There's game recaps and even scoring updates, which if you're a fill-in sports guy like myself this week, is extremely helpful. Again, that site is run entirely by students from Hastings College. HC Media has been doing live video broadcasts and sports coverage for the NAIA Division Women's Basketball National Tournament for the last 10 years, and every year, it keeps getting better and better. HC Media students produce all of the content for the website. Again, mynaiatourney.org. If you wish to find out more information on HC Media, visit hcmediaonline.org. And that's a check of your Hastings College Spotlight at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Sending it back out to the broadcast booth here in just a minute. I'm Tyson Evronik. Enjoy the second half, everyone.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Brian Hart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar. Jinx, you owe me a beer. And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you said.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, the third round of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament. The Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. Hastings ranked number 7 in the country, tied up with second-ranked Davenport at the break by a score of 30-30. Hastings fell behind by 12 points in the first half. At 22-10, they came storming back on the shooting of Jamie Van Kirk, who's got 16 points here at halftime. And Hastings has come back to tie things up on a tip-in from Chanel Farmer at the buzzer here in the first half. And the Broncos and Davenport tied up at 30 points apiece here at the break. Then the winner of this ball game will move on to play in the semifinals on Monday night, right back here in Sioux City. They will play the College of the Ozarks, who dismantled Northwestern earlier today by a score of 90-69. The other semifinal game will pit St. Francis up against either Morningside or Cardinal Stritch. That ball game slated to get underway at 8 o'clock tonight here in Sioux City. St. Francis, the number one ranked team in the country, beat Southwestern College out of Kansas today 76-61. And Morningside and Cardinal Stritch will play at 8 o'clock tonight. Davenport University, a team that came in here with a mark of 32 wins and one loss in the season. They're a member of the Wolverine Hoosier Conference, which they took the championship in this year. They got two wins so far during this national tournament. A team out of Florida, Ava Maria, and also Purdue Calumet out of Indiana. Davenport University, based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they tell us. Their enrollment was quite surprising. Their enrollment is 3,429. That's about three times as big as the Hastings College enrollment. The Broncos are listed at 1,150, but 3,429 students go to Davenport University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHAS.
It was the kind of love that should last a lifetime. You did everything together. Fishing, tailgates, nights under the starry skies. And now, it's love done gone. Bring back the love you once had for your vehicle with vehicle accessories from the Dent Popper.
The Vehicle Love Doctors.
The Dent Popper is more than dents, scratches, and bed linings. They're accessorizers, too. Any accessory, any vehicle. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it for you. Love your vehicle again with accessories from the Dent Popper. North of the railroad on 1st Avenue on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half coming up for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with wins so far here this week over Union College and Indiana Wesleyan, trying to pull off a shocker here tonight as they are tied up with Davenport, 30 points apiece as we begin this second half. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left here in half number two, dressed in their white jerseys here tonight with their crimson trim. Hastings with the ball. Here's Cammy Breckman behind the screen. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner. Van Kirk drives the baseline. Puts it off by the window and scores. Jamie Van Kirk picks up right where she left off in the first half. And Hastings has the lead. 32-30. The Broncos with a two-point advantage over Davenport here in the NAIA quarterfinals here in Sioux City. Here's a Brittany Johnson with the ball. Johnson, high left side, lobs it inside. That's Bauman with the ball. Bauman backs up against Zwiener, puts it up off of the glass and scores with it. Allie Bauman scores there for Davenport. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 32-32. We're tied up again here. Hastings College with the ball down the right sideline. That's going to be Jackson with it now. To Peterson, down to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Abby dribbling with the ball, bounce pass down to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Behind a screen from Zwiener, takes it to the free throw line. Outside down to Peterson, drives it, kicks it out to Jackson for three. Shot is no good. Rebound Bauman. Allie Bauman has got the board here for the Panthers. Gets it into the hands of Johnson, who runs her back the other way. Johnson hesitates, drives it against Peterson, lobs it inside to Bauman. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes out to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball, two-handed pass. They get it here. Johnson picks it off. A turnover on Hastings. There's Brittany Johnson with the ball. Drives it now against Bruckman. Stops at the free throw line out to Stokes. Stokes drives it between a couple of defenders and a traveling violation. Stokes moved in between a couple of Hastings College defenders and is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 8 on Davenport here in the ballgame. Davenport is a team that's been averaging 83 points per ball game this season. They've had games of 94 and 110 in the two games they have played so far in the national tournament. They've got 32 on the board against the Hastings defense, and we're 2 minutes into half number two here from the Tyson Event Center. Hastings with the ball. Abby Jackson has got it. Jackson goes down in the corner. That's going to be Peterson. Entry pass to get it inside. It's taken away from Royal Zwinner, and the ball is brought down here by Frazier. Kia Frazier runs her back the other way. Frazier with the ball. Stops at the top of the key. Frazier picked up there by Jackson. Now drives it against Abby. Stops. Comes out here to Johnson. Johnson holds it in three-point territory across the top to Kia Frazier. Drives it again against Jackson. Her shot is up there and in. Kia Frazier scoring there for Davenport. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Panthers go back out on top. Final score at 34-32. Here's Hastings. Cammy Bruckman with the ball on the high left side. It comes out to Jackson in three-point territory. Brings it back to Bruckman right through her fingertips out of bounds. Bruckman right in front of us took her eyes off of the ball and went sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout here with 17:36 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Davenport 34, Hastings 32.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Keno. You can call it plain Keno. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Keno parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. Hastings trailing Davenport of Michigan by a score of 34-32 in the Elite Eight of the national tournament. Here's Frazier driving the ball again. Stops. Comes out to Dinan, who's back in the ball game. To Bauman. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Now a foul is called here in backcourt. So one of the littlest girls out there comes down with the rebound. That's Abby Jackson. Well, we got some six-footers out there, and Abby just grabs the ball on the rebound, and she's going to be fouling the play coming out of there. Here comes five new players into the ball game now for Davenport. Five in, five out. As they sub here with 17:22 to play in the second half, 34-32. Hastings down by 2 points, but the Broncos have the ball. Here's Jackson in backcourt. Goes down the right sideline to Peterson. They got a three-on-two. Peterson drives in a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Stokes. Stokes gets it away now to Christina Cousins. Cousins racing it back the other way now to Shayna Johnson. Johnson here on the right sideline, picked up there by Cammy Breckman. 34-32, Davenport with a two-point lead. Here's the Panthers with the ball out here in 3 points territory. That's Alex Law. Gets it inside to Stokes, right at the free throw line. Stokes to Shayna Johnson now. He's still in the man-to-man. Stokes dribbles it down the lane. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Davenport as was lost off of the fingertips of Taisha Stokes. So a turnover on the Panthers. That's going to be turnover number 10 in the ball game now for Davenport. Hastings College comes back with the ball. It's 34-32. Broncos trailing by a couple of points. Here's Bruckman down to Zwiener. Short baseline jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Stokes. Taisha Stokes has got the rebound for Davenport. Flips the ball away. Nearly intercepted. Brought down there by Christina Cousins. Into the forecourt now to Van Kuen. Van Kuen takes a three over Bruckman right down through the hole. Big bucket there by Kaylee Van Kuen. As she nails a three ball, she's been hitting 39% of her three-pointers this year, and she buries that one from the left wing. Davenport now with a five-point lead again, 37-32. Hastings with the ball deep in the right corner. That's going to be Van Kirk moving it toward the basket. Her shot is up there. In and out, no good. Rebound, Zwiener. Follow shot. That one falls off on the right side, no good. Rebound, Peterson. She goes back up. That shot, no good. And rebound to Stokes. Three shots at the hole there for Hastings, and they couldn't convert. Stokes comes out with a rebound. We're down to 16 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Hastings down by 5 points, 37-32. Alex Law with the ball out here in three-point territory. Out of Van Kuen for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Peterson. Frankie Peterson with the ball for Hastings. Runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Peterson hands it away down to Cammy Breckman. Two-handed pass to Van Kirk. Dribbles it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk continues to chew up this defense for Davenport. She's now got 20 points in the ballgame here for Hastings. That's now 37-34. The Broncos still down by 3 points, though. And Q under the ball, picked up closely now by Cammy Bruckman. They get it inside to Stokes. She wheels in the lane. Her shot over Zwinger is good. Taisha Stokes scoring there for Davenport. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Panthers go back out on top by five. It's 39-34. Jackson comes back the other way. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball high left side. Jamie Van Kirk around the screen. Moves her to a left. He fires up a shot and scores. Boy, just give the ball to Jamie Van Kirk. Keep feeding her. Van Kirk now with 22 in the ball game, and Davenport wants to call a timeout here. 14 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Davenport 39, Hastings 36.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue, and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City. Hastings College battling second-ranked Davenport here tonight, a team that's won 27 games in a row. It's a 39-36 ball game. Davenport has not lost since way back on November the 20th, when they dropped a game to their crosstown rivals, we understand, Cornerstone out of Michigan. Lost that ball game by a score of 83-76. Since then, they've won 27 games in a row, including two here in the national tournament. Davenport's a team that's making their 10th appearance here in the NAIA national tournament. They finished runner-up last year, losing to Indiana Wesleyan in the championship game, 61-43. They also finished runner-up back in 2011 when they lost to Northwestern in the championship game, 88-83. The battling Hastings here in the Elite Eight of the National Tournament, 39-36. Davenport has got the lead, and the Panthers have the ball. That's Johnson with it. Free throw line extended left side. Out between the circles to Broadholm. Her shot for three is going to be up there no good. Offensive rebound Johnson as she was stepping on the inline. Brittany Johnson came down with the ball right underneath the basket there for Davenport, but she dribbles the ball out of bounds. Hastings will play things in, and now Davenport attacking back here in backcourt. It's a 39-36 ball game, 14-35 to play. In this contest, here's Autumn Zeenan with the ball. Finally gets it across the 10-second line. Zeenan now will set up the offense. Looks, here's a pass deflected. Picks it back up. Gets it to Chanel Farmer. Farmer's with the ball out here. High right side. Entry pass. They get it inside to Van Kirk. Goes for the hole. And shot is up there no good, but she draws a personal foul. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. She is fouling the play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Brittany Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Davenport here in the second half of play. And Jamie Van Kirk has now got 22 points in the ball game. So go to the free throw line for Hastings. Her free throw is up there. It's no good. He's down 3 out of 4 from the stripe. Van Kirk had 16 in the first half as Hastings battled back from a 12-point deficit. They fell behind 22-10 in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It is good by Van Kirk. The Broncos now within 2 points, 39-37. We're about 5 minutes into this second half here tonight. Driving to the hole. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Frazier. Ball tipped out. Van Kirk grabs the ball. Van Kirk comes to the near sideline to Farmer. Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. Stops there. Goes down in the corner to Alex Edwards. Her pass comes out here on the wing to Autumn Zeenan. Over on the right wing now. With the ball over there is going to be Van Kirk. And a foul is going to be called. Brittany Johnson picks up the personal foul. She was matched up with Van Kirk over there right in front of the Bronco bench. Brittany Johnson picks up her second, team foul number three on Davenport. The Panthers are out on top of the Broncos, 39-37. Hastings will play things in. Underneath their own basket, Sierra Williamson gets it out here to Autumn Zeenan, who flips the ball back here to Breckman. Dribbles to the free throw line, out of Williamson on the wing. Gets it Alex Edwards. Two-handed pass goes cross-court, now to Autumn Zeenan. Zeenan tries to use a Breckman screen, moves to the left side of the lane, puts up a 10-footer shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. And Autumn Zeenan now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. 4-2 shots as she was fouled in the active shooting. Brittany Johnson picks up the personal foul there for Davenport, so she picks up three quick fouls there for the Panthers. She's going to have to maybe come to the sidelines now for Davenport. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Autumn Zeenan for Hastings. She is 4 out of 5 from the stripe here during the national tournament, and her free throw is up there and in. So Autumn Zeenan will have one more. Zeenan had a big part of that victory last night over Indiana Wesleyan. as Zenon picked up four free throws and a steal in the overtime session. She has a couple of free throws here. And Hastings and Davenport are now tied up again at 39 points apiece with 13:40 remaining in the basketball game from Sioux City tonight. Here's Davenport with a ball. That's going to be Diamond. Works it inside to Bauman. Wheels in the lane against Williams. And her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Allie Bauman scoring there for Davenport, and she's hacked on the arm by Sierra Williamson. Bauman's now got 12 points in the ball game. Sierra picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in this second half of play. And Allie Bauman goes to the free throw line. She's just 2 out of 4 so far tonight. And make it 3 out of 5 as that one hits bottom here for Davenport. So a 3-point play gives the Panthers a 42-39 lead. There's a Farmer back with the ball down the near sideline. Dribbles down in the corner. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass comes inside to Breckman. She is double-teamed. Cammy looking to get away. Now dribbles out of there. Loses control of the ball. Picks it back up. Now to Edwards. Deep in the right corner. A 3-pointer. Big goal. Deep in the right corner. Alex Edwards scores a 3-pointer for Hastings. That ties up the ball game at 42 points apiece. 13:05 to play here in the ball game. There's Akia Frazier with the ball. Frazier to the far sideline. Ashea Johnson. Johnson holds it there against Adam Zenon of Hastings. Top of the key. Broadholm. Her 3-pointers put up there. No good. Rebound Bauman. Foul shot up there and in. Allie Bauman gets the offensive board and the rebound. She's got 15 points in the basketball game now for the Davenport Panthers. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. Bauman's also got 8 rebounds to go along with her point total of 15 points. Personal foul called here in the backcourt. That's going to go on Davenport's Kia Frazier. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Panthers. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 44-42. Davenport has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk going to drive it down to the baseline. Her 10-footer is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Van Kirk grabs the rebound in the lane. Throws it down to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Van Kirk misses a shot. Gets a rebound. Gets it to Zwiener who lays it in. Orioles now got 6 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 44 points apiece now. With 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second half. With the ball, it's going to be Johnson. Drives it down on the baseline. Reverse layup is up there and in. Nice shot there by Shea Johnson as she gets her second field goal of the ball game. 46-44, Davenport leading by 2 points. Alex Edwards with the ball. Edwards gets it out to Cammy Bruckman. Stops left side of the lane. Bruckman looking, gets it inside down to Zwiener. Zwiener spins toward the baseline, puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Johnson. Shea Johnson has got the ball for the Panthers. 46-44, Davenport with a 2-point lead over Hastings with 11:52 to play. Shea Johnson with it, goes over in the wing on the left side to Broadholm. Back out here to Kia Frazier. Frazier picked up by Jackson. She drives it toward the goal. Ashana's up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, tipped out of there, and Van Kirk grabs it. Hastings has got the ball. Jamie Van Kirk comes back the other way. Far sideline to Abby Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to be Cammy Bruckman. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is called as Van Kirk is tied up in the play there by Shea Johnson. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Davenport. So they'll get it coming back the other way. Here comes a bunch of substitutes in there now. Peterson comes back into the Hastings lineup. 11:29 to play here in the ball game. Second-ranked Davenport, seventh-ranked Hastings doing battle tonight. Panthers have got the lead over the Broncos, 46-44. In the Elite Eight of the national tournament here in Sioux City, a long three-pointer put up there right down through the hole. Alex Law nails her second tray. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Davenport now leading by 5. Here's Van Kirk at the other end. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cousins. Cousins has got it now for Davenport to the far sideline. That's a Van Kuen with the ball. Van Kuen working here against Jackson. Races the ball into the offensive zone here for the Panthers. Now we got a timeout called. Davenport wants to call a timeout. 10 minutes, 58 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Davenport 49, Hastings 44.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
1230 KHAS.
Well, somehow Hastings College is staying in this ball game despite shooting only 33% from the field. They're 17 out of 51 tonight. Davenport so far 20 out of 43 from the field for 46%. Hastings has knocked down 3 3-pointers. Davenport has got 3 threes. It's a 49-44 ball game. Davenport's got a 5-point lead. Panthers with the ball here on their offensive end. Deep in the corner, Cousins has got the ball. Cousins holds it here against Jackson. Gribbles, comes to her left, fires it out here to Van Kuen. She drives it down the lane against Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Van Kuen scoring there for Davenport. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. Pressure by the Panthers here in backcourt. Davenport back out to a 7-point lead. There's Peterson driving down the lane, gets it to Williamson, and she misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to a Davenport. That's a Molly Babs who's into the ball game now for a Davenport for the first time here tonight. Cousins has got it. Back out here to Alex Law. She drives it down the lane all the way to the goal and shines up there and in. Alex Law scores. She has now got 8 points in the ball game. And now Davenport has opened up a 9-point lead, 53-44. They have scored the last 9 points in the ball game after Hastings tied this things up at 44. Broncos need a field goal here. Abby Jackson directing some traffic out here. Jackson looking at a couple of defenders. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Van Kirk with it. Works around his screen. Flips it back out to Abby for three. Jackson's three is way off of the mark. Air ball. Rebound Peterson. Her shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound Stokes. Taisha Stokes has got the ball for Davenport. Down the near sideline to Van Kuen. They're on a 9-0 run right now. Davenport has got the ball back in their offensive end. Christina Cousins will slow things up, comes over here in the wing to Alex Law. She gets away, drives into the hole. A shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson out of bounds. So Davenport will play things in. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ball game now for Jackson. Coming into the ball game for Davenport. Let's see, coming back in there is going to be Kelly Dinan. 9:27 to play. Davenport has got a 9-point lead now over Hastings. 53-44 on a 9-0 run. Here's Stokes. He's double-teamed. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation. Hastings with a double-team down low and Taisha Stokes. She's gone for the traveling violation. It's going to be turnover number 12 in the ball game for Davenport. Hastings will play things in. 53-44. Hastings down by 9, and now they throw the ball away. Van Kirk trying to bring it to the near sideline to Bruckman. She throws it over her head into the press row here. And Kelly Dinan will inbound the ball now for Davenport right in front of us. 53-44. 9:13 to play here in the ball game. The Elite Eight of the National Tournament tonight from the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament in Sioux City. Dinan with the ball on the wing. Hastings saves with a man-to-man. Back outside Van Kuen. Van Kuen bounce pass goes inside to Stokes. She takes it down the lane. We got a pushing foul. It's going to go on Williamson. Sierra Williamson picks up her third personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos. A non-shooting situation. So Davenport will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath her own basket. Cousins looking to get it in. She does. The Law in the corner. Alex Law lobs it inside to Stokes. Squares around to the basket. Now drives it against the Williamson. Puts up a shot good. Taisha Stokes scoring there for Davenport. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 55-44. An 11-0 run here in the second half by Davenport. Hastings needs a field goal. Breckman drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Cammy Breckman gets a big goal there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Back the other way. Stokes puts it up there. Her shot is going to be good. Taisha Stokes scoring there for Davenport. She's now got 10 in the ball game. Again, it's an 11-point advantage for the second-ranked Panthers. 57-46, Hastings with the ball. That's Van Kirk down in the corner, down to Farmer, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Her pass out on top, now to Peterson. Gets it inside to Williamson with her back to the basket. Down here to Van Kirk, drives the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Bruckman, and she's hit on the play. Gabby Bruckman is hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Alex Law of Davenport. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Davenport here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Five players in. Five players out again for Davenport. Also coming to the ball game now for Hastings. We're going to have Williamson in for, well, it's going to be Zwiener coming in for Williamson. Alex Edwards also coming in to give Van Kirk a quick little breather here. 8:07 to play. Hastings trailing 57-46. Here's Bruckman taking the ball to the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Bauman. As recovered here by Davenport. It's going to be Shayna Johnson getting the ball away now to Frazier, who's back into the ball game. Frazier stops out here, goes across the top. That's going to be a Brandholm with the ball now. Back outside to a Brittany Johnson. Johnson to Brandholm, gets it back inside. Driving with the ball is going to be Frazier down the lane, and it's tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, Davenport ball as they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The winner plays on Monday night at 8 o'clock against the College of the Ozarks. The loser is finished for the season. We're down to 7:47 to play. Hastings down by 11, 57-46. There's Bauman on the baseline. The shot's going to be blocked down by Zwinner. Ball's going to be recovered here by Zenon. Autumn Zenon with the ball now for the Broncos. Coming back the other way. Zenon with it. Her 15-footer is put up there right through the hole. Autumn Zenon scores there for Hastings. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 57-48. Hastings down by 9 points here. So keep our eyes on the clock. 7:26 to play here in the contest. Here's Brittany Johnson with the ball. Drives it between a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up here. Branholm has got it. They work it back around to the left side. Kia Frazier drives the ball to the hole, and she can be fouled into play. Be fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line here. 57-48 is the score. And going to the free throw line will be Kia Frazier. The personal foul goes on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. So it's going to be Frazier going to the free throw line. She is 2 of 3 so far tonight. 7 out of 12 for the national tournament this week. And Frazier will have 2. Her first one is up there. It's good. So Frazier hits the free throw. And that makes the score 58-48. The Davenport Panthers, they are now shooting, 6 out of 12 from the free throw line so far in this ball game. Frazier will have one more. It's up there and right through the hole. Kia Frazier hits a couple of free throws, 59-48 against an 11-point lead in this basketball game. Davenport went on an 11-0 run over Hastings after the Broncos tied things up at 44 points apiece. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes over here to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass down in the corner to Alex Edwards. Bombs it back outside down to Autumn Zenon. Dribble penetration down to Leonard. A little runner down there is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk down the right side. They get it down in the corner. Zenon with the ball. Down to Farmer. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And they give it to Davenport. Looked like it was off of the fingertips of Frazier, but they give the ball to the Panthers of Davenport. And they'll come back the other direction with the ball. Here comes Stokes back in the ball game. Bauman will check out. 6:41 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings trailing Davenport by a score of 59-48. As Davenport will play things in, Hastings will attack now. Here in backcourt, the Broncos need some possessions. Here's a Frazier with the ball. Frazier gets it into the offensive zone as he gets it to a Branholm. Branholm out to Johnson. Gives it back here to Branholm, right side of the circle. Down to Brittany Johnson. Her entry pass deflected away from Stokes, but comes rolling out of here. Branholm grabs it. Now Davenport wants to call a timeout. So the Panthers want to call a timeout here. 6:22 to play in the second half from the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score. Davenport 59, Hastings 48.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part tonight by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. And by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So Hastings fought back. They've been playing from behind the entire way. Fell behind by 12 points in the first half, 22-10. Then he went on a huge run to tie up the game 30 points apiece by halftime. Broncos and Davenport tied up at 44 points apiece with 12:23 to play. But Davenport then scores 11 straight points. They go out on top by a score of 55-44, and they have not looked back since then. It's now 59-48. Davenport has got the lead. They've got the ball. Here's Stokes. She puts up a shot from the wing. It's going to be no good. And the offensive rebound, Brittany Johnson, keeps it alive here. Johnson gets it out here in three-point territory to Frazier. Picked up by Farmer. Frazier picks up the dribble. Comes out on top now to Shayna Johnson. Shayna Johnson works against the Van Kirk. Still 17 seconds left in the shot clock. There's a Branholm with the ball on the far sideline. Now to Frazier. Kia Frazier, her pass is deflected. It's going to be kicked there. Now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Farmer. Farmer picks up the personal foul for Hastings College. That's going to be her third foul. It's going to be Davenport playing the ball in the far sideline. Here's that ball. It's going to be deflected again, but it's going to be picked up by Kia Frazier. She drives it, kicks it back out here in the wing to Branholm. Branholm takes it to the goal, stops in the in the paint. Her shot's going to be no good, but she grabs her own rebound, comes out here and fires up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good. Ball saved on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And a shot clock violation is nothing. Drew Iron there for Davenport. So a shot clock violation, and Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing Davenport by a score of 59-48. Chanel Farmer with the ball now to Autumn Zenon to the near sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with it now. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to Autumn Zenon, races it across the 10-second line. Now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk comes out here to Chanel Farmer. Now to Cammie Breckman, top of the key, dribbles inside the free throw circle, can't put up a shot. Goes over to Autumn Zenon. Zenon down to Chanel Farmer to Breckman, drives it down the lane, kicks it out here to Van Kirk. Dribbles into the free throw line. Her pass is deflected. The ball is brought out of there. Shannon Johnson has got the ball in the Hastings turnover to Frazier. Now driving for the goal is going to be Johnson. His shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes out here to Zwiener. Zwiener's outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Van Kirk has got it. Looks up. A 2-on-4 break. Here's Chanel from the corner. 3-pointer is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Johnson grabs the rebound. Brittany Johnson now for Davenport. Coming back the other way. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off to Brandholm. Her shot is up there and in. Linnea Brandholm scores there on the break for Davenport. That's her first field goal. And Davenport starting to put this baby away. 61-48 with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. There in this second half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings needs to find some offense here. Van Kirk with the ball out to Cammie Breckman. Comes across the top again to Chanel. To Zenon. Her shot for three. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Stokes. Taisha Stokes has got the ball. Long pass ahead. Frazier has got the ball, drives it against Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Gabby Breckman is going to pick up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Davenport back to the free throw line. 61-48, 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second half from Sioux City tonight. And Kia Frazier will go to the free throw line. She is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. And she will have a couple of shots here. Her first one is up. It's going to hit the back iron and go right through the hole. So Frazier will have one more. The lead is now 62-48. Davenport has got the lead here over Hastings. Davenport has won 27 games in a row. They have not lost since the latter part of November. Cruise through their conference season here this year. The Wolverine Hoosier Conference won the conference tournament as well. There's the next shot. It's up there and in by Frazier. So she hits a couple of free throws. That makes it a 15-point lead now for Davenport, 63-48. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. It's going to be Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson dribbles with it, sends it to the 10-second line. To Williamson, now to Farmer on the right sideline. Chanel Farmer comes out to Jackson, bobbles the ball. Abby picks her back up. Bounce pass to the top of the key. It's going to be deflected, and another turnover. Brought down now by Van Kuhn. She's got the ball for Davenport. Hastings has just turned the ball over for the 18th time here in this basketball game. Davenport has got the ball 63-48. Panthers out on top of the Broncos, under 4 minutes to play. Here's a Dinan with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Peterson. Over the far sideline to Cousins. Out of Van Kuhn again. She holds the ball, drives it against Jackson. Her pass deflected. It's loose in the lane. It's picked up by Van Kirk. That is a turnover on Davenport. That's going to be their 13th of the ball game. Van Kirk comes back the other way to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra with a couple of field goals in the ball game. Now she's got 5 points in the contest. 63-50. The Broncos down by 13 with 3:25 to play. Here's Dinan with the ball for the Davenport Panthers. Had an open shot, but passed it up and comes out here in the three-point territory. Cousins got it. Now to Dinan again to the far sideline. Here's a Van Kuhn. Lobs the ball inside. A shot up and in, and she's fouled in the play. That's Allie Bauman scoring again for Davenport. She gets the field goal, and she is fouled in the play here. Bauman has now got 17 points in the ball game. Personal foul is whistled on the Broncos here. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. Bauman is a tough one to handle inside. 6'4" and a senior out of Granville, Michigan. She'll go to the free throw line here. Shot is up and in. Bauman, a three-point play. Actually, she's a transfer student from Wayne State playing for Davenport, Michigan. 66-50 is the score now. A 16-point lead for the Panthers. Here's a shot from inside the free throw circle. No good by Brockman. Bauman grabs the rebound. Bauman goes to the far sideline to Van Kuhn. Hastings needs the ball here. They're trailing by 16 points with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Van Kuhn on the far sideline. Hastings attacking all over the place. Van Kuhn just holds the ball. Now dribbles here against the Van Kirk. Hands it away in 3-point area. Torrey, that's a Dinan with the ball. Dinan gets it to Alex Long. She's going to be fouled in a play here by Breckman. So Cammy Breckman picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be the fourth foul on Breckman. Here comes five new players in again for Davenport. Boy, they are deep. And they have played 12 people, but pretty much 10 on a regular basis here. They play a couple of minutes, and then they sub in. Keeps them fresh out there. And Davenport has got the lead, and has certainly worked for them here this year as they're looking for their 28th straight win here tonight. They've got just one loss this season. Here's Brittany Johnson with the ball out to Stokes. Drives the ball all the way to the goal. Her shot over her Zwiener is good. Aisha Stokes scoring there for Davenport. She's now got 12 points in the ball game at 68-50. Hastings trailing here in the basketball game. Here's Jackson with the ball. Sends it down to their sideline. The ball poked out of bounds here by Shayna Johnson. So it's going to be the Broncos playing things in with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. It is 68-50. Davenport has got the lead over Hastings. Abby Jackson will play things in right in front of us. Jackson goes down in the corner to Bruckman. Goes back out to Jackson. Jackson bounce pass to the wing on the right side. That's Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it. Entry pass to Jackson. A shot in the lane is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. The ball tapped down and is picked up here by Branholm. Branholm has got it now for Davenport down the far sideline. Brittany Johnson. Johnson out of Shayna Johnson. Over on the left side to Brittany Johnson. Down in the corner to Stokes. Stokes picked up there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Stokes moved to her right. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Flips it away to Frazier. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Frazier takes the ball down the lane. Her shot up there no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammy Breckman now for Hastings College. Back the other way. A pass to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds and then lost off of the finger. Nope. Let's see. The signal's both ways here. They're going to give the ball to Davenport off of the fingertips of Jackson on the far sideline. So a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be turnover number 19 on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 68-50. Hastings down by 18 points in the final 90 seconds of this basketball game here tonight. Brittany Johnson with the ball. Johnson to Branholm over here on the right side of the lane. Pass out here to Kia Frazier. Now Davenport is just going to spread the floor here and use up most of their shot clock. Driving for the goal, there's going to be Johnson. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Her pass to the near side. Breckman almost lost that out of bounds. She saves it, but right into the hands of Stokes, who goes for the goal and scores. Breckman trying to save it, but flipped it right into the hands of Stokes, who scores there. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. It's 70-50. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Davenport. We're down to 46 seconds to play. Here's Davenport with the ball. Branholm has got it. She gets it down to a Johnson, deep in the right corner. Out on top now to a Branholm again, who gives it away to Brittany Johnson, just across the 10-second line. Brittany Johnson picked up there by Abby Jackson to the far sideline, out of Kia Frazier, 70-50. It's a Davenport with a lead. Driving for the goal is going to be Frazier. A shot no good. Rebound picked up here by Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball ahead now to Peterson. Comes back the other way. We've got 19 seconds to play. Frankie Peterson with the ball deep in the right corner. Two-handed pass goes cross-court. Jackson has got it. Jackson out of Zwiener at the free throw line. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Davenport will play things in. 7 seconds to play. Davenport still here in backcourt, and that's going to be the ball game as Davenport is going to win this thing and eliminate. It's going to be a 10-second violation called on Davenport, but time expires, and that's going to be the final score. Davenport knocks off Hastings College here tonight in the Women's NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament. Final score here tonight, Davenport beats Hastings by 18. The final score, Davenport 70, Hastings 52. So the Broncos, they will wrap up their season with a mark of 28 wins and 6 losses on the season. Davenport has now won 28 games in a row, and the Panthers now improved to 33-1. Davenport will move on to the semifinals on Monday night, and they will play the College of the Ozarks at 8 o'clock. In one of the semifinal ball games, the other semifinal will pit St. Francis up against the winner of the next ball game between Morningside and Cardinal Stretch. Broncos made a run at Davenport, but had nothing left in the tank when they got to a tie ball game, and Davenport goes on to beat Hastings tonight by 18 points, the final of 70-52. Back with a recap right after this.
Last year, $1 billion got left behind by people who did their own taxes. $1 billion. With a B. 9 zeros, America. $1 billion disaster. A billion reasons that your taxes aren't done until they're done with H&R Block. Get your billion back, America.
At H&R Block, we strive to get you every penny you deserve. In a study of self-prepared tax returns, Block Tax Pros found more money for about one in five people. Each tax situation is different, and not everyone receives a refund.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the basketball season is over for Hastings College as the women's basketball team loses here tonight to Davenport of Michigan in the Elite Eight of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Championships. Davenport beats Hastings tonight by a score of 70-52. Hastings fell behind early in this ballgame. Davenport got out to a 22-10 lead in the first half of play before Hastings came back and actually outscored Davenport 20-8. The rest of the way in the final 7 minutes or so in the first half, we were tied up at 30 points apiece at halftime. We are still tied up at 44 points apiece with 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the ball game when Davenport went on an 11-0 run to go on top 55-44. And the Broncos could never rekindle the fire, so to speak. Ran out of gas as Davenport beats Hastings tonight by a score of 70-52. So the Broncos wrap up their season with a mark of 28 wins and 6 losses. Jamie Van Kirk led the way tonight for Hastings. She scored 23 points in the basketball game. Van Kirk had 16 in the first half, and she had 7 in the second half. Van Kirk was 9 out of 22 from the field tonight, 1 out of 5 on three-pointers, and hit 4 out of 5 from the free-throw line. She scores 23 for Hastings, and she was the only Bronco to hit double figures here tonight. The other scorers, Laurel Zwiener, she had 8 points. She had 4 field goals, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. 5 points tonight for Sierra Williamson on a couple of field goals. She was 1 out of 1 from the line. Autumn Zenon, she had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe for 4 points. Scoring 3 points was Abby Jackson on a 3-pointer. Alex Edwards had a 3-pointer for 3 points. Frankie Peterson had 2 points tonight on a field goal. Tammy Bruckman was held to just 2 points tonight on a field goal, and 2 points for Chanel Farmer on a field goal. So Tammy Bruckman, she had gains in the tournament, 22, 25, and 2. As Hastings loses this ball game tonight by a score of 70-52 to Davenport. For the Panthers, they were led by Allie Bauman as she scores 18 points in the ball game. Bauman scores 18 points and grabs 11 rebounds. So she had a double-double against Hastings tonight, 18 points and 11 rebounds. Their other scorers, Aisha Stokes, she had 14 points. Kia Frazier, she had 10 points. The other scorers for Davenport, we had Kaylee Van Kuen, she had 9 points. Alex Law, she had 8. 2 points for Kelly Dinan, 4 points for Shayna Johnson, 1 point for Brittany Johnson, 8 points for Alex Law, 2 for Christina Cousins, and 2 points for Linnea Brandholm. So Davenport, they go to 33-1 on the season of play in the national semifinals on Monday against the College of the Ozarks, a team that knocked off Northwestern earlier tonight in the other quarterfinal ball game. So again, Davenport knocks off Hastings tonight by a score of 70-52. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
Back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, Davenport took care of Hastings tonight in the NAIA National Tournament. Final score of 70-52 here tonight, so the Broncos season is over at 28 wins and 6 losses. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Getting some good performances tonight, Laurel Zwiener. She scores 8 points but grabs 16 rebounds in the basketball game tonight. She had 6 offensive boards and 10 on defense, so 8 points and 16 rebounds for Laurel Zwiener. Jamie Van Kirk, 23 points in the ball game. She had 4 rebounds, 5 points, and looks like 2 rebounds for Sierra Williamson in the basketball game tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Going to have a great night tonight. She does score 23 points in the ball game, and really she single-handedly brought the Broncos back from their 12-point deficit in the first half to have a tie game by halftime at 30-30. But Van Kirk hitting only 9 out of 22 from the field tonight, but led the Broncos in scoring. She was 1 out of 5 on three-pointers, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She grabs 4 rebounds, 2 on offense and 2 on defense. Scores at 23 points and had 2 steals as he plays 36 minutes and some change here tonight. For Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter, it's going to be Jamie Van Kirk, our player of the game tonight for the Broncos. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now, it's back to the court.
with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And the coaches, as they have all week long, are locked in the interview room here at the Tyson Event Center. So Gary Hofstetter is tending to duties back there. Davenport knocks off Hastings by a score of 70-52 here tonight. So we'll set the stage for the rest of the tournament. First of all, there's one game to go as far as the quarterfinals are concerned. That's going to pit Morningside up against Cardinal Stretch out of Wisconsin. That's in the ball game coming up next here in Sioux City. Morningside last night fell behind 19-1 in their ball game against St. Mary's out of Omaha. They fell behind 19-1 but came back to win 78-70. So Morningside is into the quarterfinals tonight playing Cardinal Stretch, a team who downed Jamestown of North Dakota in the second round of the tournament yesterday. The winner will move on to play St. Francis, the number one ranked team and the undefeated team here, now at 35-0 on the season. St. Francis, they disposed of Southwestern of Kansas in the other quarterfinal game earlier today by a score of 76-61. College of the Ozarks, they beat Northwestern by a score of 90-69. So Ozarks moving on into the semifinals on Monday night. They'll take on Davenport, winners over Hastings today by a score of 70-52. So no GPAC teams will be in the national championship game here this year. And that's an oddity here at the national tournament, as the GPAC teams have really dominated the past several years, excluding last year when Indiana Wesleyan was able to win the national championship. But no GPAC teams are left. Concordia was beaten in the opening round of this tournament earlier this week. Hastings and Northwestern losing here, and then I take that back. Morningside, I guess, has a chance to maybe make it in. They'll hold the flag for the GPAC teams. Morningside, the only team left from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play here in about 20 minutes in Sioux City. So the semifinals set for Monday night at 6, and it's at 8 o'clock. Games will be broadcast on ESPN3 if you want to check them out on Monday night. Championship games are then set for Tuesday. Tip-off time will be at 7:05 here in Sioux City. We'll take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
So a good run for the Hastings College women's basketball team. They make it to the Elite Eight of the national tournament for the first time since 2009, but they're ousted here tonight in the Elite Eight quarterfinal round as they lose tonight to Davenport by a score of 70-52. So four seniors playing their final game here tonight. They include Autumn Zenin, also Cammie Bruckman, Frankie Peterson, and Laurel Zwiener. Four seniors on this basketball team that played their final game for Kerry Hofstetter here tonight in Sioux City. The Broncos with a good nucleus coming back for next season. They'll go to work and hopefully reload, and Hastings will hopefully make this a tradition once again in Sioux City. But Hastings drops one here tonight. They will wrap up their season with a mark of 28 wins and 6 losses on the year. And that will wrap up basketball coverage for the 2013-2014 season. Thanks for all the sponsors for helping us provide the broadcast here this year. We'll start with Hastings College Baseball coming up here in a couple of weeks on into the American Legion baseball season for your summertime activities. So we'll take a little bit of a break before we pick up the Hastings College Baseball broadcast here in the next couple of weeks or so. We'll have complete coverage here on 1230 KHIS. So again, it was Hastings losing tonight to Davenport of Michigan, final score of 70-52. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.